Now let's see. What else do I have to get? I'll get a Rochester. Hello?
No, is my daddy there?
Your daddy? Oh, is this Phil Harris's little girl?
Yes, is this Mr. Benny? Star of Space, Green Radio, will guide the children to school at 20 cents a trip.
How did you know all that?
It was printed on a Christmas card you sent us.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mr. Benny, I hope you won't be mad at my daddy when you see the letter he's sending to your contest.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You mean your daddy showed you the letter?
I had to write for him.
Well, I should have known he couldn't do it himself.
Can I talk to my daddy now?
Sure, sweetheart. Just a minute. Phil, your little girl's on the phone.
Thanks, Jackson.
Hello, baby.
Hello, Hotshot.
What did you call me for, honey?
Well, Daddy, I don't know what to buy you for Christmas. I wish you'd tell me what you want.
Oh, darling, you don't have to buy me anything for Christmas.
That's what you told me last year. And then you got even with me on my birthday.
No. Now, baby, Daddy didn't get even with you. He just forgot, that's all.
Gee, Daddy, I like Christmas. Santa Claus and everything.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And, baby, do you know where Santa Claus comes from?
Uh-huh. And that's what I like about the North Pole.
Oh, isn't that cute? Hey, Jackson, you should have heard what my kid just said.
Oh, Daddy, wasn't that funny?
Yes, it was, too. You know, honey, I never saw
I gotta hang up now, Daddy. I'm busy.
Okay, goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Hotshot.
Gee, what a sweet kid.
Sure is, Jackson. You know, it's wonderful being a father, especially when your kid is just starting to school. You know, I come home at night, sit her on my lap, and watch her do her homework.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what you can learn that way.
Well, stick to it, Phil. You know, it isn't going to hurt you any.
You said it. I've learned plenty. Hey, Jackson. You know what a period is?
Certainly, a period is what you put at the end of a sentence.
And it's also a dot over a nine.
Man, you positively amaze me.
Now, let's get the rest of these letters out of the way.
I say, Phil, take all these letters that you've been opened here and put them in the corner. And I wish you'd try...
Oh,
what is it, Rochester?
Here's a letter from Fred Allen.
Fred Allen? He can't be in the contest. He's a judge.
Just the same, he sent this letter.
What does it say?
It says, I can't stand Jack Benny because...
Uh-huh.
Then he lists the reasons alphabetically, chronologically, and geographically.
Geographically?
Yeah, he can't stand you any place.
Oh, he just thinks he's smart because he can say such big words with his nose. He's awful.
Stop, Jackson, stop. You just don't like him because he's a great comedian.
That has nothing to do with it. And listen, Phil, all week long you've been sarcastic just because I was the only one invited to Ronald Coleman's house last Sunday for dinner.
I still don't believe he sent you an invitation.
Well, you can go and look at it again. It's framed over the fireplace. Not only that, I'm having the Colemans over to my house next Sunday.
You are?
Yeah. I think I ought to invite their friend from England, Mr. Wellington. He was a guest at their house, too.
Hey, Jackson, you promised Don Wilson you'd listen to his program. It's getting late.
Oh, yeah. What time is it?
I don't know. The little hand is straight down and the big hand is bent over.
That's 6:15. Phil, why don't you learn how to tell time?
I tried to, but it always keeps changing.
Well, I better listen to Don. Rochester, turn on the radio. We want to hear Don Wilson.
What station is it?
He forgot to tell me. Try to get it anyway.
Okay.
that's not it. That's not the station. Here. Here, I'll get the station.
I might as well be honest with you, Joyce. I'm in love with another woman.
No. No, Alvin, you mustn't leave me. You must. I've given you the best years of my life. I'll fight to the last ounce of my strength.
Oh, that's not it either. I wonder what station does.
Every club must have a
Why can't I get the station Wilson's on?
There it goes. It's a line drive and Greenberg's on first.
They've got such a slow radio here. I got to get that station that down.
Do you have rheumatism in your joints? Do you have chills? Does your liver shiver? Do you wheeze when you sneeze? If you suffer from these or any other ailments, try sympathy. Remember, folks, sympathy spelled backwards is your tetanus. Y-H-T-A.
I'm going to get up before that quartet comes on. Sympathy soothing serum. That stuff never helped anybody. I wish Wilson had told me what station he's on.
No one calling me. Cuddle up and don't be a blue doodle doodle doodle. Don't be a
dog. Oh, my goodness. Why can't I get this stuff? Maybe this is it.
Hello. To all of you from Hollywood, this is Luella Parsons.
That ain't the station, Jackson. Well, I want to hear this anyway. Luella might have something nice to say about me.
Here's my first important news from the film capsule tonight. Lana Schlagenhoff, who used to go with Turan O'Reilly, was seen at the Macamba with Gregory Permasan. They were dancing cheek to cheek to the exotic music of Xavier Shapiro.
Well, what do you know about that?
Just heard that Bing Crosby and Bob Hope's next picture is The Road to the La Brea Tar Pit.
Well, they've been everywhere else. I gotta see that.
Flash, it's a boy at the Cedars of Lebanon Hospital.
Well, I'm gonna send them a card of congratulations. Remind me, Phil.
Van Johnson, who was so very ill with the flu, was cured in 3 days by a new miracle medicine called sympathy soothing.
How do you like that? Me, it made sick.
Now, here's top news. News you'll all be interested in. Gladys Zabisco, who's been Jack Benny's sweetheart for so long, has just signed a brand new contract with the Homeway Laundry.
Oh, boy, she passed her tub test. See, I hope her agent made a good deal for her.
And speaking of Jack Benny, his contest has brought thousands and thousands of letters from every state in the Union. Well, almost every state. Maine and Vermont are still holding out.
That shows what she knows. They hate me there, too.
That's all for now. But don't forget that starting next week, my own program for Woodbury will be increased to 15 minutes. So be sure to listen in to all the latest news from Hollywood. This is Luella Parsons saying good night.
I must call up Luella and tell her...
Hey, Jackson, what about the program that Don Wilson is on?
Oh, yes, I must get that.
Don't smile, my honey, dear. My life is so way dear. Or else I will be melancholy. This I will be melancholy. So that I'll be melancholy, dear.
awful.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the glorious voice of Miss Jenny Mudfender. High Street Bowling Alley.
Well, what do you know? Don Wilson's been on that program all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the contest will end at midnight, December 24th, so be sure to get your letters in before then. Just complete this sentence. I can't stand Jack Benny because, in 50 words or less, and mail your letter to the Jack Benny Contest, Hollywood 28, California. The first prize will be a $2,500 in victory bonds. The second prize, $1,500 in victory bonds. The third prize, a $1,000 victory bond. And there will be 50 additional prizes of $100 victory bonds each. Remember, all you have to do is complete this sentence, I can't stand Jack Benny because, in 50 words or less, and mail it to the Jack Benny Contest, Hollywood 28, California. That's the Jack Benny Contest, Hollywood 28, California. Our board of judges will include Goodman Ace of the Easy Aces and Peter Lorre.
He frightens me.
And the supreme and final judge will be the Honorable Fred Allen.
He frightens Peter Lorre.
Judges will be final, and all letters become the property of Jack Benny, including the rights to publish. This contest is open to everyone except the employees of the American Tobacco Company, its agents, and the National Broadcasting Company. It is also subject to all federal and state laws and regulations. In case of a tie, duplicate prizes will be awarded.
Well, thank heaven that cleans up all these letters until the mailmen get here tomorrow. Say, Phil.
Yeah, Jackson.
I'd like you and all the gang to come over to dinner next Sunday night. You know, I'm having the Ronald Coleman.
Oh, gee, thanks, Jackson. I'll be there.
And remember, Phil, when we're having dinner, watch your P's and Q's. You know what I mean.
Oh, sure. When you give me the Q, I'll pass the P's. Oh, filthy. What a shame you haven't got laryngitis, too. You dumb, you.
You said, I'll bet Mary's glad she didn't have to hear that joke. Good night, doll.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The Jack Benny Show from the NBC Radio Network, December 17th, 1945. I can't stand Jack Benny. Don Wilson read that so well. Okay. Very quickly now, so we can get into the next show, because we're running very short. The captain will be here in just about 30 minutes, so we want to get you into another show very quickly. SPURDVAC, the Society to Preserve and Encourage Radio Drama, Variety, and Comedy. It's a group of radio aficionados and preservationists. People are trying to preserve the golden age of radio, and we take the shows from the original discs, transfer them to tape, put them in libraries, and make them available to all our members for a nominal fee, and it's $15 a year membership, which is tax deductible. Anybody can join SPURDVAC. You can rent tapes from the libraries. It's a lot of fun. Our meetings are the second Saturday of every month, and this coming Saturday, the 8th of May, will be our special guest speaker will be Jack Crucian, one of the great character actors from the Golden Age of Radio. He's done a lot of things. Lux, the NBC University Theater. He was in War of the Worlds. He was one of the three men who greeted the Martians as they landed. Yes, and you know what happened to them. He was in The Apartment with Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine. So he's done a lot of things, films, television, and radio. And he's going to be our special guest speaker at the SPURDVAC meeting at the Encino Recreation Center, 12 noon this coming Saturday. So y'all come. Everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a member of SPURDVAC to attend that meeting. If you want more information about SPURDVAC, you can write SPURDVAC, S-P-E-R-D-V-A-C, P.O. Box 1587, Hollywood, California 90028. Or for quicker service, our 24-hour telephone number is 213-254-8173. That's for information about SPURDVAC, the Society to Preserve and Encourage Radio, Drama, Variety, and Comedy. Quickly now, our final presentation here on Don't Touch That Dial for this Sunday, our special tribute to Don Wilson. As we go back to the CBS Radio Network, November 14th, 1954, for a final Jack Benny program.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday morning after rehearsal, the Jack Benny cast usually drops into the corner drugstore for a light lunch. As the scene opens, all of us, with the exception of Jack, have just entered the drugstore. Hey, we're lucky, fellas. It isn't crowded at all.
Yeah, we can have our regular table.
Well, let's sit down.
Hey, Jack wants to finish his business at the studio. He's standing on the corner on the other side of the street.
I wonder what the private business was he had to take care of.
Well, he went up to see Mr. Ackerman, the vice president of CBS. This is the day Jack is giving the network his ultimatum.
Well, what ultimatum?
Either CBS gives him free parking or he's going back to NBC.
See, that'll never work.
Well, why not?
That's why he left NBC in the first place.
That's right.
Oh, here we are, Jack.
Okay. Sorry I took so long. What did your kids order?
Oh, nothing. We were waiting for you.
Oh, then I'll call the waitress. Oh, miss? Miss?
What do you want, Mac?
We'd like to order some food. Do you have a menu?
Yeah, here.
Thanks. Now, let me see. Hey, wait a minute. This is the menu from the Brown Derby.
I know. The stuff on ours would turn your stomach.
Say, look, miss, all I want is just an egg sandwich and a glass of milk.
I'll have the same. Okay.
Now, miss.
What do you want, tap on boy?
Now, wait a minute, miss. Maybe I have to take those kind of insults when I'm on the radio, but I don't have to take them from you.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mac. I didn't know you were sensitive.
Well, I am. You don't have to presume I'm not sensitive just because I'm a big fat slob.
Don, control yourself.
All right. Now, miss, I'd like to order. All I want's a bowl of vegetable soup.
Okay.
Dennis, what do you have?
Well, let me see. Miss, do you have any vichyssoise?
No.
Well, do you have any escargot sauté en vin rose?
No.
Well, how about shish kebab and crepla?
No.
Dennis, this is only a drugstore. Why are you ordering things like that?
I wanted to know I've been around.
Stop being silly. Order something you'd get in a drugstore.
Okay, I'll have a chicken sandwich.
With mayonnaise?
No, toothpaste.
Now cut that out! Liz, just bring him a chicken sandwich, that's all. Now go get the food.
Okay, Mac. I'll be back in a flash with the trash.
Never mind. Just go get it. You know, it's hard to believe that she used to do the commercials on the Lady Esther program. Now, look, Dennis, when we do the show... Wait a minute, where did Dennis go?
I don't know.
Oh, there he is, over by the jukebox.
Hey, look, they got one of my records here.
Well, why don't you play it, Dennis?
I can't. I haven't got a nickel.
Has anybody got a nickel?
Oh, I haven't.
Neither have I.
All I have is a dime.
I can change it.
I've been meaning to tell you how much I enjoy your CBS television show.
Oh, me too, Bob.
Yeah, same here. You know, Bob, I watch your shows every afternoon, and they're very good.
Well, thanks, Jack.
But I have a little suggestion, you know, just a little constructive criticism. I thought that if you got a comedy guest star occasionally, you'd get... you'd get more laughs on the program.
Yeah, but, Jack, we don't go in for guest stars. Mine is sort of a homie show.
Well, Bob, homey show or not homey, I still think it's a big lift to have a guest star come in, particularly a comedian.
Well, maybe so, but, gee, we don't have much money in the budget.
Well, how much can you pay for a guest star?
Well, about 15 bucks.
For 15 bucks, Jack can be homey.
I know a lot of recipes. Anyway, Bob, it's a very good show. And...
Hey, did the rest of you finish eating already?
Yes, Dennis, where were you?
Well, I thought as long as we were in a drugstore, I'd weigh myself.
Oh.
I weigh 140 pounds, stripped.
Stripped?
I took the weighing machine into the phone booth.
Look, love Dennis.
And when I put in a penny, a little card came out.
Well, what did it say?
Put on your pants, kid. A lady wants to use the phone.
Dennis, stop. Stop already. Will you stop being silly?
Oh, he's not being silly, Jack. Sometimes those things just happen by coincidence.
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, that's the truth. Once I put a penny in the scale, and you ought to see the card that came out.
Well, what did it say?
Get off, you're hurting me.
Well, that I believe. That couldn't happen.
I hate to break up this roundtable discussion, but will there be anything else?
Not for me. Anyone want anything?
Not me.
Well, I've had enough.
Okay, here's the check.
Oh, well, I'll take it, miss.
No, Bob. Let me pay it. It's my turn today.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Don. You paid last time. I'll pay today.
No. Bob paid last time. Now it's my turn.
No, Don, you're wrong. Dennis paid the last time, and now it's my turn.
Oh, for heaven's sake, fellas. Let's all go Dutch.
Mary, it's their argument. Keep out of it. Doesn't concern you.
Hey, Blue Eyes, how come you never pay a check? Did you take a pledge or something?
For your information, miss, it just so happens that the last time I picked up the check.
You had to. You were alone.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, miss, I'll pay it. Here, keep the change.
Thanks.
I got a car outside. Anybody want a lift?
Oh, not me. It's such a nice day. I'm going to walk.
Oh, say, Don, I've got to go over and see my brother about something, and say, you pass Bing's house on your way home, don't you?
Yeah, Bob.
Well, would you mind dropping me off at his gate?
Look, I'll drive you right up to his door.
No, just drop me at the gate. I'll take a bus the rest of the way.
Gee, he must have a big place.
Well, so long, Mary. So long, Jack.
Bye,
so long,
Bob.
So long.
See you at the show.
Yeah, so long, Don. See you later.
Gee, it's still early and the weather's so nice. I think I'll go out and play 9 holes of golf.
Mary, that's a wonderful idea, and I'll join you. Can you drive me by the house? I got to pick up my golf clubs.
Sure, my car's right in that parking lot.
Good. You get the car, meet me at the corner. I want to get a newspaper.
All right. See you in a couple of minutes.
Okay. See, that Bob Crosby's a nice guy. Imagine him giving the waitress a dollar tip. See, I'll bet it made her feel good. I got a thrill out of it, and I was only watching. Now, let's see. I want to get a paper. Let's see, which paper do I want to get?
Hi, Rube.
Huh?
Oh, it's my friend from Calabasas.
Gosh, I haven't seen you in nearly a year. Well, tell me, what are you doing here in Los Angeles?
Huh? I came to get some supplies from a farm. I just bought an electric milking machine.
You need an electric milker for your car?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to squeeze out a living by hand. Ain't that a humdinger? Yeah. Heard it on a homie show the other afternoon.
Could that have been Bob? I don't know. Is that all you have on your farm, just cows?
Oh, no. Main crop is grapes. We operate our own winery.
Well, that sounds like a nice, pleasant occupation.
Pleasant, but dangerous, Ruth. Dangerous. In fact, just a short time ago, my uncle fell into one of those big vats full of wine and drowned.
Your uncle drowned in wine?
Yes. Took the mortician 5 days to get the smile off his face.
Well, I can't understand how. Oh, I'm sorry. That car is honking for me. I gotta go now. Nice running into you. Goodbye.
So long, Rube.
So long, so long. Here I am, Mary.
Hiya, Rube.
Oh, stop. Come on, let's get going.
Gee, I'm glad we finished rehearsal early. Such a nice day for golf.
Yeah.
Say, Jack, what'd the headlines of the paper say?
How do you like that? I kept talking with that farmer. I forgot to buy a paper.
Well, turn on the radio and we'll hear the news.
All right.
And now for another news item. Professor Thaddeus Lambert of the University of Southern California has found a successful solution to the smog problem in Los Angeles. He has moved to Colorado.
Well, here we are, Jack. Run in and get your club.
Want to come in the house for a minute, Mary?
No, I'll wait out here in the car.
Okay. Show you my etching. Won't take me long.
Is that you, Mr. Bailey?
Yes, Rochester.
Would you like me to fix you some lunch?
No, thanks. Wait a minute, Rochester, what are you doing with my violin?
I'm going to put it back in the case. That violin's been lying around ever since you went off the air last June.
That long?
Uh-huh. In fact, it's got mold all over it.
Well, did you wipe it off?
No, sir.
Why not?
Boss, mold makes penicillin, and that thing needs all the help it can get.
Never mind. And clean it up good, because I'm going to play my violin on my television show next Sunday.
No.
Yeah. Now, look, I'm going out to play some golf with Miss Livingston.
Oh, your clothes are in the closet.
I know. And, Roger, at 5 o'clock, I want you to drive out of the clubhouse and bring me home.
I can't, Mr. Billy. The mechanics are working on your Maxwell down at the garage.
Why, what's wrong with my car?
Nothing. It's just time for its million-mile checkup.
All right. I'll have Miss Livingston drive me home. Now, Rochester, don't bother about dinner tonight because I'm going out.
Okay. But, boss.
Yeah?
Well, it's none of my business, but I think you ought to stay home tonight with Polly.
With the parrot?
Yeah, she's been acting awfully funny lately. She's so moody.
Oh, I think you're imagining it, Rochester. Parrots don't get moody.
Well, Polly is, and she's doing the strangest things.
What do you mean?
Remember that coconut you bought her?
Yeah, did she eat it?
Eat it? She's trying to hatch it.
Well, maybe I better go in and take a look at her. Hello, Polly. She won't look at me. Polly, it's me, Daddy. Now, Polly, stop sitting on that coconut. I wonder what's wrong with her. Imagine her trying to hatch... Say, Rochester, that's it. The poor thing's all alone. So she... I don't know, she doesn't know any better. I think I'll buy a mate for her.
Buy a mate.
Mr. Benny. Remember the last time you bought her a mate? You had those two parrots in the same cage for over a year, and then you discovered they were both females.
Yeah. I wonder how that happened.
Somebody goofed.
Well, don't look at me as though I'm stupid, Polly. You didn't know yourself for nearly a year. Gee, Rochester, now you've got me kind of worried.
For heaven's sake, Jack, what's taking you so long?
I'm sorry, Mary, but Polly isn't feeling well.
Oh, that's too bad. The poor thing. What's wrong with her?
Miss Livingston, she just sits around in her cage all day brooding. It's been going on for weeks now.
Well, Jack, you ought to do something. Why don't you take her to a psychiatrist?
A psychiatrist? Mary, this is no time for joking.
I'm not joking. They have psychiatrists for animals. I know one right near here.
All right. I'll get Polly and we'll go.
Jack, here's the doctor's office. You go with Polly and I'll wait outside in the car.
Okay.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
Well, are you the psychiatrist?
Yes, sir. I am Dr. Hugo Browner, Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
Parrots, horses, and dogs. So, Both are my specialties, but I take care of all animals.
Oh, well, I've come to see you about my parrot here. I think she has some sort of a complex.
Well, what seems to be wrong with the little lady?
Well, she's very melancholy lately, and today I gave her a coconut, and she tried a hatchet. Could it be possible that birds long for motherhood?
Oh, certainly. Tell me, how long has she been acting so moody?
For a few weeks. Before that, she was always jolly. She used to love to listen to the radio and television.
A parrot that enjoyed radio and television? This I cannot believe.
Pepper mate, furnish late, bro.
I believe. Now, to help her, maybe it would be good if you told me something about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I'm Jack Benny.
Oh, yes, you look familiar. In addition to yourself, Mr. Benny, how many people come in contact with this parrot?
Well, there's my valet, my cast, and my six riders.
Uh-huh. And what is this parrot's name?
Polly.
It took six riders to think of that?
Look, Doctor.
Never mind. Now, tell me, how old is this parrot?
Well, let me figure it out. See, the man in the pet shop where I bought her said she was born in 1894. That would make her...
39.
Where does she get such delusions?
I'm sure I don't know.
Now, Mr. Benny, you say this parrot listens to radio. Does she like music?
Oh, she loves music.
Good, good. I will give her a word association test.
Word association about music?
Yes. I will give her a word, and by automatic reflex, she will say the first thing that comes into her mind.
Oh, good, good.
Now, Polly, listen. Piano.
Liberace.
Clarinet.
Pretty good, man.
Violin.
Penicillin.
That I do not understand at all.
It must have been something she heard, you know?
Obviously. Now, to continue the verb test. Listen, Polly. Father. Mother. Baby.
Climb upon my knee, silly boy. You are only free, silly boy. No way of knowing.
You all right? Oh,
you
for a baby.
That's what I thought.
Me, silly boy.
Polly, be quiet. Doctor, I'll go to the pet shop and get an egg. Polly, control yourself. Stop crying. Polly, we'll go right to the pet shop. We know now. Mother, Polly, I'll get your name. Let's go. Polly, I'll get your name.
What does the psychiatrist say about Polly?
Oh, she'll be all right. All birds get moody once in a while.
It's a shame we missed our golf game, but maybe we can play next week.
No, Mary, I'm going to be busy all week rehearsing for my television show next Sunday.
Gosh, Jack, are you going to be on television that often?
Mary, read that line the way we rehearsed it.
Gosh, Jack, are you going to be on television that often?
That's better. Good night.
The Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsberg, George Balzer, John Tackerberry, Al Gordon, Hal Goldman, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks. The Jack Benny program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, product of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes. Thank you.
our final presentation here on Don't Touch That Dial for this Sunday. That was the Jack Benny program from a Sunday, November 14th, 1954. Our tribute to Don Wilson. We hope you've enjoyed today's program. Long live the works of Don Wilson and all the Jack Benny gang. Thank you for being with us. Keep the cards and letters coming. We'll be back next Sunday from 12 noon to 3 with more old-time radio. As I say, when I say we, I mean we, me and Barbara Sunday. And we will be back with more old-time radio, plus some new-time radio with our special in-studio guest, Dave Krebs, from the American Radio Theater. Until next Sunday, this is your host, Bob Lyons, saying for Barbara Sunday and everybody here, stay tuned for the captain. So long, we'll see you next week. And until then, don't forget, old-time radio still lives right here on Don't Touch That Dial. Bye-bye for now, everyone. You and me, kid.